back to the online room here. Let's stand by and see if we've got anybody else that has any comments or if anybody needs to fill.
Metro 1.
Been broken up. Repeat.
VRA, need a fill.
Okay, VRA. Go ahead.
All right, Ed, roger. We're talking about that trunk system that's in Manorville. Was that the one?
I don't know. Don't have my records in front of me. He doesn't say where it's located. Did you copy the frequencies?
Yeah, I'd like, can you give them out again slowly? I just want to copy them down and check against what I have. I think I have that system in there, but I didn't get that first frequency. Can you go over them again?
Not a problem. 854-7875. 855-3125. 856-8125. 858-9125. Copy?
Yeah, roger it. I got them over here. For some strange reason, I don't have the 854 in here. I've got a different, I've got 855-3125, I've got 856-8125, 857-8125, and 858-9125. I don't have that 854. I don't know where that came from. I'll have to put that in there and try it. Also, Fleet Map E1T6, that's a that's one that's pre-programmed.
Yes, it's one of the pre-programmed. Okay, so let me send, Paul's back online. Maybe he can comment if he's listening. Frank, what's that frequency again that is not on this list? I believe he said it started with 857.
No, negative. The only frequency that I don't have, I only had, wait a minute now. The 854 I don't have, but let me go back one. Yeah, 857-8125. I have, let me go back here again. This gets so confusing. I have 858-9125. I have 857-8125. I have 856-8125. And I have 855-3125. So the new frequency for me is that 854-7875, right?
Okay, so of the four frequencies I gave, I'm going to tell Paul, Frank does not have 854-7875 programmed for the system, but he does have 857-8125, which does not appear on your list. Is that how the message should read?
Yeah, roger, Ed. Also, I'm using Fleet Map Echo 1, Papa 1, E1P1. Seems to be working, although that whole system is very quiet. Maybe because I'm missing one of these 800 frequencies, that could be the missing link here. But I do pick up the data channel. There's just very, very little activity on there. Also, I'm hearing a fleet code 000, I think it was -7. Which is a taxi cab running out of Amityville somewhere. So it seems strange to me that if this trunk system was in Manorville, there would be some business from Amityville, getting access to it. I don't see how they could hit it. But then again, who knows? So anyway, that's where I am. I guess I'll try that E1P6 and see what it does.
Okay, N2VRA, KC2AYC. Let's pick up, I sent that message out to Paul. Let's pick up KB2UVV. Charlie, I see you got a few guys asking some questions.
KC2AYC, and that's KB2UVV. Yeah, Eddie. Yeah, it's some good questions. I got the guys going here. And, yeah, first off, I got some of the guys here. I asked them where they were from. And, of course, Lou's from Franklin Square. And we got Bob from the Bronx. And good evening to you, Bob. And we got Doug. Doug's from Uniondale, near Nassau Coliseum. Then we got Hamstar. I guess he didn't want to give out his name. He's from Wantagh. So that's everybody in the room. I haven't seen Paul come back in the room yet. What? There he is. Okay. And very good, Paul. If you're listening, I'll get back with you in a second. I had what's his name now? I'm sorry. Okay. Lou was asking questions about. I'm sorry, it wasn't Lou. Okay, wait a minute now. Gotta get the name straight here. Let me drop a second.
Staying by, okay, Hamstar. This is, name is Rich. And Paul's back in the room. Paul, check your mailbox.
Okay, very good. And welcome back, Paul. Bob was saying that he doesn't understand how the fleet maps, how they work, and maybe you could give a brief explanation, Eddie, about how the fleet maps, how they work, and exactly what they do. Back to you.
Okay, Charlie, let me do some quick research. Any other questions?
An easy analogy?
Yeah, okay, it's KB2UBV for IT. I don't see anything. There was a question about the Suffolk County uses VHFI or just the trunk system, and I explained that they do simulcast, but that the car-to-car, the investigation frequencies are only found on the trunk system, and I'm pretty sure about that. Is that correct, Ed?
That's correct, KB2UVV. And 2VRA, if you want to go ahead with your analogy when UVV is finished, you're recognized.
UVV additional.
Okay, Charlie, you take it, and when you're done, just send it over to VRA.
Okay, Paul came back in the room, and welcome back, Paul. If you can hear me, I think you can now. Paul says that 854.7875 is part of the group. The ones I gave are only active ones. So 854.7875, that's part of the group. Okay, thank you for that, Paul. Also, I'm trying to get the name straight here. Doug. Doug wanted to know if Greek Fest is on Saturday. Yes, it is. It's Saturday, June 27th. It starts early, so... I would say be at your scanner at like 6 or 7 a.m. for to hear them setting up. Okay, back to you, Ed.
KB2UVV, KC2AYC. Very good. Okay, let's send it over to N2VRA.
Okay, good evening again. Basically, in simple terms, fleet maps are nothing more but boundaries or parameters. That or a perimeter or a fence. Think of a corral. Think of horses in a corral. Every trunk system will have a different size corral with different fences or perimeters or parameters. Those are the boundary lines. In other words, within the way the system is designed, specific torque groups set up certain ways in certain blocks will work only under certain conditions in specific corrals. And I got yours, right? With the number of horses that are running around in the corral. So, one trunk system that has the hull numbers, such as the Type 2, well, actually, this all we're going to hear is the Type 2 anyway, because that's what the trunk trackers pick up currently. But some trunk systems using that same type of system, the Type 2, will work a little differently. The parameters or the boundaries of the way it's set up by the manufacturer and how it's coded will work differently. And if you don't have the right map or corral to catch the horses, you won't catch the horses, okay, or your fleet code. That's what it is. So the parameters are a specific way, the fleet maps are a specific way on how the individual trunk systems are set up. And you're only changing the block patterns or the amount of information in the different kinds of blocks that are available. If you look in the back of the Uniden instruction manual, it will tell you how to create your own fleet map. And of course there are 16 pre-programmed ones. But you have to look at the book. I can't, you know, it's difficult to explain this unless you're familiar with some of the terms and can see firsthand what I'm talking about. But I hope I didn't confuse everybody. I understand how it works. And Ed, was that any good or was that for the birds? Back to you.
N2VRAKC2AYC. Well, I don't think I could have did any better looking through, you know, it's funny, with all this talk, I guess it would be good for someone to write an article on elementary trunk radio system technology. Sure, maybe some of these commercial publications may do a better job than the hobby type publication. But pretty much you got it. The fleet map basically sets the parameters of the system. And depending upon how many users are on a particular frequency and how many channels you want to have is how they set up the software. And these fleet maps are size codes. It's a quote from Ken Reese's article that appeared in the November 97 Popular Communication. Uniden has included several pre-programmed fleet maps. The default map that is used for pure Type 2 systems, which is also the most common. There is also a number of standard Type 1 and high, okay, then there's the one with the two little eyes, which is the hybrid system maps that can be used, which are programmed into the radio, which they're worth checking out before you sit out to reinvent the wheel. These pre-programmed maps are listed in the back of the manual along with the size codes that are represented by each. To get to any of the fleet maps, put your scanner in the trunk programming mode by pushing and holding the trunk button until you hear one beep followed by two more beeps. Then select the bank that you wish to work with. Once the bank is selected, you push the data button, which will give you access to the fleet map system. E2 is all the type 2 mode that is default. By pressing the up or down, you can switch to E1, which is the area where the other modes are accessed. Press data on E1 and go to the next selection, which is the actual fleet size map that you will use. You can step through the built-in map. And at the end, there is a user mode. By pressing data here, it'll take you to programming individual blocks that make up your own custom fleet map. New York City Do-It system uses a custom map. And basically, they just have so many fleet codes that Motorola created their system specifically for their use. And Uniden, I guess they could only do so many program maps in the radio. But it's very easy to set up once you know a little bit of the terminology. Anyway, I guess that's about the best we're going to do, Frank. I'm consulting here with the unit in the manual. And, they really... I haven't read the whole thing. I just skimmed through it here real quick. I don't know that they really have a glossary either. I guess what this gentleman was looking for was a simple definition of what a fleet map is. But I guess you covered it properly. So let's stand by and see if anyone has any additional info.
UVV.
Go ahead, Charles.
Hey, we were just chatting away in here, and Doug from Uniondale said yeah, he wants to try to make it to one of the future meetings. So I tell him that, you know, we also have meetings in Nathan's in Oceanside and Hicksville. So you might want to mention, I think you may have already, but maybe you want to mention when the next meeting is going to be. And I kind of lost track, Eddie, so maybe, you know, you can make a mention. Now, somebody also, I won't say who, somebody wants to know how Ed from North America is doing, WN2RED. I don't know. I haven't spoken to Ed in quite some time. I think a couple of the guys, in fact, I think Eddie ran into him at a Skywarn meeting. You know, maybe Eddie'd like to elaborate on that. Back to you, Ed.
Okay. KB2UVV, KC2AYC. Yeah, I ran into Ed at the Skywarn meeting several months back. He's doing well. And, good to see him, and we didn't get to talk too much, but he's, you know, enjoying life, and everything seemed well with him. And let's see, the next meeting, July 16th at Nathan's in Oceanside on Long Beach Road at 8 p.m. This is KC2AYC in the Long Island Monitoring Association Tuesday Night Mix. All right, hopefully I'm going to make that my little mission for next week. Get a better definition of some of these trunking terminologies. But let's read from the unit and manual here. Type 1 programming information, which can be found on page 57. When a Type 1 system is designed, the address information for all the IDs is divided into 8 equal-sized blocks, numbered 0 through 7. When you program your scanner to track a Type 1 system, you must select the size code for each of these blocks. So again, when a Type 1 system is designed, the address information for all IDs is divided into 8 equal-sized blocks, numbered 0 through 7. When you program your scanner to track a Type 1 system, you must select the size code for each of these blocks. When you have assigned the size code to all 8 blocks, you'll have defined the fleet map for the system you're tracking. Each size code determines the number of fleets, subfleets, and IDs each block will have. For example, a size code of S4 has one fleet, which is divided into 16 separate subfleets, and has a total of 512 individual IDs. A block is assigned a size code. The fleet or fleets created within the block are assigned a Type 1 ID. The way these IDs display on your scanner depend upon the block number and the block size code. When a Type 1 ID displays, the leftmost digit represents the block which contains the ID. Okay, so like, for instance, stand by. Okay, for instance, let's take this system that Paul was discussing earlier. And he mentioned 400-0 as being a propane company. Okay, the 4, which is the first digit, would represent the block. Then the 00 represents which fleet within the block you're getting, and then the dash 0, the number that comes after the dash, represents the subfleet. So the way this system was set up, the 4 is the block,
00 is fleet, and then the dash 0 is a subfleet, and then 400-1, that subfleet belongs to a landscaping business. Stand by. Then 400-2, that subfleet belongs to a delivery of lawn suppliers, and so on. So each size code determines the number of fleets, subfleets, and IDs each block will have. When a block is assigned a size code, the fleet or fleets created within the block are assigned a Type 1 ID. The way these IDs display on your scanner depend upon the block number and the block size code. Okay. When a Type 1 ID displays, the leftmost digit represents the block which contains the ID. The next two digits identify the fleet which is active, and the last digits identify the subfleet. The details concerning how size codes are selected by a Type 1 system designer are highly dependent on the specific needs of the system's users. Some organizations may want many subfleets with only a few radios each, while another organization may want only a few subfleets with many radios. Your task is to program your fleet map with the same size code assignment as the trunk system. If you do this accurately, you'll track all the fleet subfleet combinations used by the system. In other words, you'll hear complete communications while monitoring the trunk system. So, I think that is a pretty good summary. Flipping the page to page 58, if you don't already know the size codes used, you'll have to guess at them. But since you don't have to figure out all the blocks at once, this isn't as hard as it seems. Select the size code for a block, and then press search. Now listen to the communications. If you decide you're receiving most of the replies to the conversations with the IDs assigned to the block you just programmed, then you probably selected the right size code. You can work on the next block of the map. Finally, for most public safety systems, there are some size codes which are more common. S3 and S4 are probably the most common, followed by S10, S11, and S12. All right, the rest gets a little more detailed, and don't want to confuse anybody any further. Let me just let it drop if anyone has any additional comments on this.